There you go. So it's
got my pen and paper ready for
you.
You're
ready? Okay, yep. Here's the deal. For the first time in its 200-year history, Brooks Brothers.
He's having a sale.
Putting out a line of college apparel. Buy four, get 27 free. Only at... Oh, those are the other people.
You've seen those commercials, too.
Oh, God. That's amazing. All right, anyway. Brooks Brothers is putting out a line of college apparel.
Yeah?
Like with logos and colors, you know, the Roll Tide or whatever?
Right, for the 15 preppiest colleges in U.S. America.
Preppiest.
They will include sweatshirts and athletic gear. The line will only feature sweaters, dress, and polo shirts and ties. They'll be sold in campus bookstores and in national retail stores. The company claims to be reaching out to college sports fans, and so we'll see how that works. So the question is, how many? I mean, we could try to name all 15, but how many?
Top 15, huh?
Yeah.
Texas A&M, school. Of course.
Yeah,
right there at the top.
Yeah.
How many of the top? Five or
well, sure.
You got the whole list.
I got top 15. Yeah, I got the whole.
I'm writing down some thoughts right now.
The one that I had is not on this list, which kind of surprises me. I was thinking the College of William and Mary would be on there because they're pretty preppy up there. Yeah,
are they?
Yeah.
I don't know. We haven't played them in anything.
That's true. And then one that I thought of is on the list, but not. And then you know,
I have four guesses.
I've got five written down.
Okay,
here.
We'll
one
see.
Of them I'm not
we'll
sure.
All right, so Chase, what do you got?
I have Harvard and Yale.
Yeah. Yale is not on here.
I got Harvard.
Harvard is number one.
Okay. They were the fourth one I wrote down.
But go ahead. Harvard, Yale, who else?
I went with Ole Miss.
Uh-huh.
And also went with Auburn.
Okay.
I got Auburn, Alabama, Colorado, and Texas.
Okay. Colorado's not in it. Texas is not in it.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Harvard is number one.
Mm-hmm.
Princeton and Stanford, two and three.
Oh, okay. So you got all the Ivies.
Yeah, I got that.
And the West Coast Ivy.
Yeah. Cornell and Georgetown. Okay. They're Cornell. There's
Cornell. Boy.
Andy.
Andy's happy.
Yeah. Well, you know, for all you preppy vets out there, that's what that's for, you know. Number six is Vanderbilt. Number seven is Boston College. Number eight, Notre Dame. Number nine is the oddest one in the group, I think, the U.S. Naval Academy.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, that's really not preppy. You pretty much have to dress that way. And number 10 is the aforementioned Auburn. Rounding out your list would be Virginia, UVA. New York University, again, an interesting choice. Then the Ohio State University.
They're not going to have a football team before too much longer.
So. And then the universities of Alabama and Georgia.
See, I almost put Georgia down, so
yeah,
I missed.
Yeah, Georgia.
I'm a little surprised. I just know that at one time, Ole Miss had the highest concentration of students in Greek organizations.
Well, and if you go to Ole Miss, you'll understand why, because you know, if you're not in a fraternity or a sorority, then you have to hang out with the other students that are there.
Oh,
see, but it is and I remember the first time I was there. It's a very it's a very Ivy League feel to the campus, to the city. Of course, the city is the campus. But it does. I was surprised. I don't know what I was expecting. I guess, you know, here's what
Piggly Wiggly and ramshackle houses?
Yeah, something like that. What I was expecting is what I saw as I was driving in, which was nothing but kudzu.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, do you know about the new Jesus sighting?
I heard about this.
Where is it?
Okay, now look. And we've had Jesus on a cinnamon roll, and like earlier this week we had Jesus in the peeled paint of a rocking chair. Jesus in kudzu. So I thought, well, I got to go look at this. Have you seen the picture?
No, I was about to Google it.
It is a utility pole with wires, okay? And so the kudzu has grown up the utility pole and out the wires, so it's a cross, okay? I'm just guessing that that's happened before. But apparently they're trying to make that the current sighting. To say where it is?
Kinston, North Carolina.
Well, of course it is. Yeah, the PPG Tour will be there soon. It's professional golfers, putters, you know, whatever they're called. PPA.
It creates an image, but I wouldn't say that it's...
Again, it's a utility pole with wires on it, okay?
Well, it's Kent Hardison who's saying it. He was getting ready to spray it with herbicide till he noticed the resemblance.
Did he say herbicide or herbicide?
Herbicide, I'm sure.
Probably.
Kent is a local businessman. Uh-huh. He runs Ma's Hot Dog Stand.
That's why I wanted to do the story. That's right, because it's Ma's Hot Dog Stand. Yeah. He wants you to stop by. They got a 2-for-1 special.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And your new Brooks Brothers Princeton shirt.
Something like that. Okay. All right. Got that going. All right. We're moving on then. It's 818, News Talk 1620, WTAW, and Alan's here this morning from the city of Bryan. How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic.
Wonderful. What you got for us today?
All right. We've got tomorrow is the first day in July.
It is.
And it also falls on a Friday.
What do you know?
Which makes it the first Friday in downtown Bryan.
Why do we have a celebration? What do you think?
That's what we do.
Okay.
Yeah. Every first Friday, we have a big party in downtown Bryan. This week, the highlights are going to be in Movies with Maddens. They're in Sale Park. Maddens Restaurant sponsors a movie. This week, it's Over the Hedge, which is an appropriate outdoorsy park movie.
Pretty fun movie. Yeah, it is.
Good for the kids to hang out. Of course, you've got the horse-drawn carriages that go on down there. The Marian Anderson String Quartet Chamber Music Institute. Some of their students that are at that institute are going to be performing. And, of course, art, music throughout, food. Plan to make your whole evening down there and hang out. And one interesting thing about the first Friday in Sale Park is our Parks and Recreation Department is teaming up with the movie in the park, and we're launching our National Parks and Recreation Month.
Okay.
And that's the month of July. It's celebrated across the country, and our Bryan Parks and Recreation folks are celebrating that this year as well. And we're doing it with a scavenger hunt throughout the city's parks.
Okay.
And so the way we're doing it is we've got Facebook updates on the City of Bryan's Parks and Recreation's Facebook page. I don't know if I'm using the plural of all this correctly or not, but stick with me.
Know where you're going, okay. All
so right. Basically, we're posting clues every so often. You know, there's probably 10 or 15 throughout the month of July. Clues that give away a park location. So if you figure out what park it is, you go and you take a snapshot of yourself with your cell phone or with a camera at the park to prove that you were there. And then we've got a form on our website where you upload the picture. And that automatically enters you into a drawing for a bunch of good prizes at the conclusion of the month. And so we're kicking it off on Friday at the park. And then at the end of the month, on the 29th, we're having a Rock the Park, which is going to be a concert with the Rockefellas, which makes sense.
Oh, very good.
Everyone's going to be rocking and parking.
I see the time Italian. Yeah.
So if you're not liking the City of Bryan's Parks and Recreation's Facebook page, then check out Facebook on that for now. We've also got a link to the City of Bryan's Facebook page, so you can see it there as well. Also wanted to remind, since I'm not going to see anybody or talk to anybody until 4th of July will have passed next time, big reminder that fireworks are illegal. I'm sure y'all have been talking about this.
We have.
Our Bryan Fire Marshal's office wants to remind folks that you can get up to a $2,000 fine if they catch you with fireworks, and you can't be within 5,000 feet of the city limits. So make sure you don't use fireworks. We've seen the disastrous effects.
Well, then we've got a burn ban in the county, too, so
anyway,
pretty much just can't.
Correct, yeah. Make a mental note, and we'll have Bryan police officers and the Bryan Fire Marshal's office will be cruising around looking for folks doing that. So stay away from that kind of stuff. And reminder, city offices are closed on Monday. If you have electric outage or anything like that, you can contact our dispatch number, 821-3777.
All right, very good. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
You bet. Alan Brugman here on Thursdays from the City of Bryan on News Talk 1620.